Hello, hello. What's up, y'all? This is Holy Water.
Hey, everybody. This is Hellfire.
Hi. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again.
Once again, y'all. So we have a good topic for y'all today, for y'all that follow us. Y'all already know what it is. We really want to start out by saying this, y'all. We don't own the rights to any of this music. Not yet.
Not yet.
And y'all don't take everything so darn seriously, okay?
Please don't. Please don't take it so serious. We're just having fun.
We're not trying to be Oprah yet. How about that?
We are not Oprah yet.
Not yet. Not but yet. We want to keep it real, right?
So we are keeping it real.
We want everybody to know that we are young women that experience a lot of things. We have similar but different backgrounds.
Right. Different backgrounds, different views.
Yes, we both live the streets.
Right, right, right.
Streets raised us, but God saved us.
God saved us.
So, you know, and then there's a lot of topics that we have been told we couldn't discuss.
Right.
It's at home and in church.
Well, that's what they told us.
That's what they told
us. Well, we just say
fine.
Who made the rules anyway? So we had to tell you different. We can discuss whatever we have on our minds, right?
Right. And that's what we're going to do. So one of the issues,
which is a big issue.
A big issue.
You put your glasses down.
Girl, I have to get my glasses
on. Girl,
she got my glasses so she can read.
Get your glasses. Get your glasses.
Okay. Oh, I see. I can see clearly now.
Okay.
So, you guys, I'm going to tell y'all what the subject of this episode is about. And y'all tune in, please.
Okay. Today, guys, we're going to talk about porn. Because when it comes to porn, the big question is it an addiction? Because some people feel like it is. Some people feel like it isn't. Because some people feel like, what is the really big deal with porn? You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it's just an image on the screen. It's not someone you know.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Or, you know, sometimes it's not like they're having an affair.
Yeah.
So is it really so wrong?
That's the misconception.
Is it wrong? Is it an addiction? Is it an addiction? Or do they do it for pleasure or both?
Right. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, just to be honest, to be totally honest, that is a question, and a lot of us have struggled with it. But just to be plain out truthful, porn is an addiction. It's an addiction.
Is it? Because studies have shown that some people say it is. Some studies say that they can't really prove it.
They can't. And the reason why they say they can't prove it is this, y'all.
They can't or they don't want
to. They don't want to.
Okay.
And the reason they don't want to is because it is a multi-billion-dollar industry. So they want your coins. They want your money.
So they're not going to prove it.
They're not going to prove it. You know? And there's nothing, you know, like on cigarettes, they have a warning label.
Right.
You don't have a warning label.
Yeah.
So they need to have a warning label on porn, but they won't do it.
Warning label.
Do it your own risk.
You to own risk.
You gonna get addicted.
Right.
Point blank, period.
Right.
So, and you know, there are some misconceptions about people saying, well, you know, it's not sin. The Bible doesn't talk about not watching porn, not masturbating.
I'm not sure.
It is a sin.
Masturbation is a sin.
Masturbation and pornography is sinful. Mm-hmm. It is sinful nature.
Let me
break it down for y'all. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that feel like, you know, porn, it will enhance my relationship. It's going to make it spicy. It will get some ideas.
Right.
What are you really saying? So the Bible does clearly state that lust is sin.
Okay.
Think about what you do when you watch porn.
You're lusting.
You're lusting for the person that you're viewing on the... Now it's on, girl. You talk about DVDs and CDs.
It's all on the internet. It's so convenient right now.
It's so convenient. And so there's a misconception that porn is okay. Porn leads to masturbation. Let's be real. And before we go into this, y'all, viewer discretion advised. If you have young kids, hopefully they're not on Facebook anyway. I think you have to be 18 or older. I know I have a niece out there.
Yeah, a lot of kids lie.
Sorry, don't you watch this one. It's not for you.
How old is Star?
Star is 16.
She's
16. But let's just be real. Young kids are doing porn now.
They're
you know what I mean? So her mother, my sister, hey,
sis.
She tries to kind of manage what she's able to see.
Well, yeah, if she don't hear it here, she don't hear it out there.
I talk to my kids, y'all. I talk to kids, you know, talk to them about all this stuff because it's going on. It's live at 5, live at 9. You know, it's happening. So porn,
Porn.
We're going to talk about porn today because it's one of those things that's uncomfortable for women to talk about. It's uncomfortable for men to talk about.
It's very uncomfortable, even though it's a very big deal. There's a lot of men that is addicted to porn.
Addicted to porn. Y'all, yes. And it's sad.
Are there women addicted to porn?
There are women that are addicted to porn.
Well,
to be honest, y'all know we be doing research.
Right.
You know that it was a woman that discovered and invented porn out of Europe?
Go, girl.
No, it was a woman.
I always thought I had
it. And it's been around for years, you know. It's more prevalent now because of social media. It's easier to access. But honey, porn's been around since before Hugh Hefner.
Porn's been around a long time because Hugh Hefner is
99.
Oh yeah, he's old man.
He's
old rich man.
Yeah, and he's actually deceased, right? He's deceased right now. I think he did. Y'all say
that? I think he died
like last year.
And nobody told me.
You open up doors. You know, you're thinking that you're adding spice, but you're out actually opening up other things like
cheating, aggressive sex,
aggressiveness,
disrespecting women.
It disrespects women.
Right.
It increases your intimacy with your wife, your partner. How about that?
Mm-hmm. It desensitizes it. Yeah, desensitizes the whole relationship.
It does,
and how do you know that?
I think that it desensitizes it. Let me start by saying this. Y'all, we're going to get to a point where it's going to get real serious, okay? Mm-hmm. So, holy water and hellfire, we have fun, we make y'all laugh, but we get real, we grind, we got situations, real life situations that we've experienced, and I've actually experienced being with someone who was addicted to porn, and it was so awful.
He was addicted?
Addicted.
Okay, so how did that affect you, and how do you know he was addicted? What makes you think that he was addicted?
Okay, so when you are with someone, and they have to watch porn before they get started with you. During the time, you know, you're making love to somebody, and they have a phone or an iPad by your head in the bed.
Let me be clear. You guys are having sex. He has a phone.
Yes.
But he's making love to you.
Yes.
Watching porn.
Watching the porn.
And on top of you.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Every time. How did you deal with that?
I
had to make you feel some type of way as a woman. Like, am I not good enough for you? What are you doing?
Right. I had all those emotions. I started to wonder, am I not good enough? You know, what is it that's wrong with me that makes you desire porn over me?
Right.
And, you know, I started to have low self-esteem at times.
Right.
Especially if you're at work and you come home from working all day and you walk into them just watching porn and whacking off.
Just like that.
Like that.
So it really was an addiction.
It was an addiction.
Let me go back to this. So how long did you allow that to go on before you said anything? Because, hey, it's not like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, like, you know, for me, you know, I felt like, okay, y'all, they say prayer works, right? So I felt like if I prayed a lot because I wanted that particular relationship to last. You know what I mean?
Right.
And for the sake of not disrespecting people, we don't call names.
Right.
We're not saying who it was.
But did you pray for him?
It did not.
So my question was, how long after he continued to do that, did you say something? Like, when did you say, look, this is not normal, this is not right, I'm feeling some kind of way?
Yeah.
Am I not good enough for you?
Yeah.
When did you have this conversation?
Well, okay.
And did you know this beforehand?
No. That's what I'm saying. And he hid it.
Okay.
He hid it from me for a long time. And I think when people get really comfortable with you, they start to... Because what you suppress will surface.
Yes.
Whether good or bad, it's going to surface. So it got to a point where he could no longer suppress it. So it started being introduced to me as, hey, let's do this, you know, add some spice. Right. And I think that I'm all spice. I'm Cajun, seafood, spice, honey, saturated spice.
Pepper.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like, why do we need to do this?
Right.
So being in the situation I was in, you have to understand that a married couple's bed is undefiled, okay? So whatever you choose to do in your marriage, that's y'all's business, as long as the woman is okay with it,
right?
But I wasn't okay with it. I thought, for a while, I thought, okay, we're just going to do this, you know, it's going to help you, and we're going to, and so it didn't end there. Because even in the middle of them having sex, they would have to stop to watch the porn. Or,
wait. So you mean tell me that porn just in the beginning wasn't good enough. So you guys, listen here, guys. So she's saying that you were sexually active in the intercourse, in the midst of hot sweating.
Yeah.
Right. She stops.
Right.
And then looks at the porn or pulls out or what?
So in the midst of us making love to each other, he stopped and he would look at the porn again.
Ooh.
Or and then it got to a place where he would just put it by my head on the bed, in the pillow. You know what I mean?
So it's right here. So he can see.
So he can not look at me,
right,
but look at the porn. So can you imagine making love to someone that you love, that you want to spend the rest of your life with, and they just have to do that?
No, I can't. I can't see that. So how did you deal with it?
I you know, it was first, let's talk about it. You know what I mean? Okay. Let's see. But right away, aggressive, mad, fussing,
denial.
I don't have no problem, you know. And so, okay. So then I would try to approach them without it.
Okay.
And never work without it. It never worked without it.
Okay. It didn't work
without it.
So that is an addiction.
It's a true.
So porn, from what we researched and from what I read, it says that porn is just equivalent to cocaine.
It is equivalent to cocaine.
If you find yourself craving it, that means it's an addiction.
It's an addiction, because what you don't understand is the chemical reaction in your brain, which we know is dopamine.
Right.
And that happens, you have that release when you're in intimate.
Right. And dopamine is equivalent to cocaine. And that's why, you know,
it's a rush. That's what he's craving for. And a lot of people don't understand that. You know what I mean? So,
But sis, you still didn't answer the question. Like, when you talk to him,
okay,
what did he say? That's what I want to know.
He said, I don't have a problem with porn, YouTube. You read too much, you're too sensitive. I don't need, because I was researching Google. Google can't tell me nothing about me. So it was uncomfortable for me. And at the time, I'm no longer at the church that I was at previously, but I wanted to go to my pastor, my bishop. For me as a woman, I was uncomfortable going to my bishop saying, Pastor, you want to do porn instead of me.
All the time.
Yeah, so it's uncomfortable. And ladies, there's a lot of you all out there that are struggling with porn. I ask myself, Lord, why do you take me through all these things? You gotta understand. I've been through a lot, y'all.
Right.
You know, you'll hear my testimony. I'm a survivor of breast cancer.
Right.
You know, as a young girl, I went through a lot of things. I've been sexually abused.
Right.
You know, I've seen my brother murdered in front of me.
Yes.
I've dealt with so many things. And so I'm like, God, why? So you know what? This is my journey. This is my destiny to share this, to be transparent with y'all, to let y'all know. I don't care where you come from, how good you look, the money you make,
right,
the neighborhood you live in, the car you drive. We all have and struggle with the same issues. And there's a lot of people dealing with porn.
Yeah, I've never experienced porn. So I'm listening to her and we're sharing her story, but I don't have a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
You're right. There are so many people. I've heard so many people are dealing with porn.
Yeah.
So many women are experiencing it with their husbands, and it's really tearing up the relationship.
It's tearing up the relationship. And at the end of the day, we interviewed a couple of guys.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was supposed to be here today. He's sick. You're welcome, Tony. I hope you feel better.
Hey,
he's going to come in, speak about it. Are we going to shout you out? From men, we hear that it happens a lot. With the men, they talk about it like it's something really cool to do, but it is addictive. You can watch porn one time and get addicted to it, and the reason why is because now you can have any image, any fantasy that you want. All you gotta do is Google it, and it's right there. And so it's hard for women, real women, to compete with the porn.
Right.
We can't.
We can't. And so we started to get insecure.
And I was very insecure during that season of my life. I didn't talk to anybody about it. I was afraid to.
You thought it was me.
Right. I thought something was wrong with me. Like, I didn't turn this person off.
Right. Right.
And so, you know, it wasn't until later that I realized that it was an addiction.
Right.
That it was. And he kind of came around later and told me that he realized he had an issue.
Did you feel like he treated you like an object?
I was an object. I felt like an object.
The woman that he loved.
I didn't feel like, no. It was, let me tell you, I felt raped. I felt disgusted.
Oh, wow.
It was so disgusting. And then for me, coming from my background, being molested, being misused by men in that manner,
right,
to have to experience that,
right,
with someone you think you're going to be with,
that you love,
right, and then that just takes you to a place. So I'm like, you know what, Lord, we got to do something about this. So that was kind of, you know, one of the issues.
Right. Yes, I'm so sorry. I can't relate, but you know, I definitely understand.
I know, because we talked about it. And you were married 14 years, yeah, and you and y'all never had to do it. And there are some healthy, and that's the thing.
No, we never had to, but I have experienced porn before. Like, as far as women, we will look at porn to stimulate and emulate what we see, and kind of bring a little fantasy in the room. And honey, we'll turn the porn on and forget it all, because I'm not on the porn star. You know, right, in my own bedroom.
Right.
So, yeah, right. I get it. So, as a woman, for me, I would look at it every now and then, you know, like that. But other than, no, I've never experienced that at all. And so,
right,
that has to be very, very hurtful.
It is very hurtful. You know, again, ladies, it also, and men, because women, y'all, women do porn too.
Yeah, women introduce porn into the men. And it's just as degrading to the men when the women, when the women do it.
It desensitizes the soul. So,
if you want to go into that.
Yeah, so it desensitizes the soul, because once you start using porn, you know, it's a sin. And sin blocks the Holy Spirit. And so if the Holy Spirit isn't there, then that's how it desensitizes your soul. You know what I mean?
Right.
It affects your relationship, your spiritual relationship with God.
Right.
You know? It's a sin. Let's be honest. It's a sin. I think that anything that doesn't, people think that it improves you. It enhances your sex life.
It reduces your life dramatically.
So anything that doesn't encourage, uplift, restore, make you whole, baby, that is so not right.
Right.
And that's the point.
Right. Because as we read, it's like a narcotic, and we just say that, like, cocaine, that delivers a quick hit to the emotions or the senses of the body.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, like, I think the person that you were in love with, they just needed that.
They fix. It was a fix. Let me get this. And then, y'all, I'm going to get a little drastic, okay? So, hide your kids, move your kids. And for you religious folks, y'all probably want to turn us off. But hey, this is the problem.
No,
we don't get to talk about this at church, y'all.
Right.
And the church, you know, I love the Lord. I go to church every Sunday, but I'm talking about this in my church. I'm talking about this with my pastor.
I don't talk about this now. Oh, you talking about
He's real. It's a real church for real people. And so, you know, I feel more comfortable speaking to him about it. But, porn is destroying so many marriages.
It is.
And in the church, there's a lot of people who feel like, oh, you know, it's just porn. It's the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather do porn than cheat.
Right.
I don't know her.
Right.
What's the problem? I'm not touching her. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm not cheating. It's a fantasy.
Right. It's a fantasy. But what you do is you kill your relationship.
You do.
You kill it. And so I want to talk a little deeper about, for me, when I went through my experience with the person and using porn, porn leads to masturbation. Let's be clear. You don't watch porn just to get ready for work. I mean, just to feel good about. You watch porn in order to get a release.
Right.
Okay?
To get pleasure.
To get pleasure. To please yourself. And so with that comes masturbation. And I've talked to a lot of women in private and men who, when you're watching porn, you don't really get to, and you don't get to experience that release with your wife. So you stop with the porn, and you are actually masturbating now.
Right.
Right?
You are. You are actually masturbating.
So you're laying in bed, and you feel your bed shaking.
So you're laying in bed asleep.
Yeah.
And you feel the bed just rocking and
shaking. Right. And I wake up, and I'm seeing that it's porn, and they're releasing themselves, and you know, and so, and then it's on the phone, so you're hiding the phone, and if you're not a creep and hide to do it,
it's wrong.
It's wrong.
You shouldn't be
it's
doing it.
You shouldn't be doing it. Anything you creeping to do, it's wrong.
So, you know, here's another question. So you're saying masturbation is a, well, not masturbation, but porn is a sin.
Porn and masturbation.
As a woman who have dildos and they please themselves, that's a sin as well, I'm assuming, yes or no?
Yes. Yes, and it is a sin.
So women, we sin too when we're stimulating and masturbating.
Yeah, because it's a lust. What are you doing?
I'm trying to feel good.
Yes!
That's what I'm doing.
But it's a lust.
It's a lust, yeah.
It's a lust. You're lusting a feeling. You're lusting for that, you know, that whatever you get from it, it's a lust. So lust is sin, okay? And think about this. When you have dildos and stuff like objects to use for women, they're shaped like a penis.
They are.
So you're actually lusting over the object.
For the penis, the object, right.
Yeah, there's no other thing you can get. I mean, even if somebody used a cucumber, let's be clear, people use cucumbers,
frozen wings.
But it's
okay, frozen wings, I can try that.
You're trying to say warm milk.
Okay, no, but not, yeah, because I'm hot. But anyway.
So, yeah, but it is shaped like a penis, so you're actually lusting a penis. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Well, as far as porn, for you, sis, I mean, I just could not have imagined being in that situation. But when you guys talked about it, did he say what introduced him to that, or why does he have to do that?
Yes. He said that most men that struggle with porn and masturbating has spent some time in jail. And so when you're in prison or in jail for an extended period of time and you are straight man and you don't want to indulge in all the other activities that happen in prison, then you please yourself.
You have to learn how to please yourself.
Yes. And all that, and even the system, see, prison, all this stuff is designed, and it was all messed
all
up.
Stuff and not
yeah, and so, yeah, and so our men come out with all these issues. Men come out with all these issues, and one of the biggest issues is masturbation.
Okay, so that makes sense. So he was incarcerated for one time or another, and that's when he introduced himself because he had no choice but to please himself.
Exactly.
So since he had gotten so accustomed to that, that's really the only thing that made him feel pleased or pleasure.
Desensitized
to a woman. Even though he enjoyed a woman, I'm sure he did. But he needed.
I started to walk.
What's wrong with me?
I'm
sure he enjoyed you, but by the simple fact that he was so accustomed to that and used to it, to that drug, or that
it's a disease. And they need to tell people because it dominates your life. Anything that dominates your life that you cannot control is an addiction.
It's a disease. If you can't pray for it or cannot do without it, it is a disease.
Right.
Speaking of objects, we read about the human bodies that they are making now. A real live woman.
Yeah.
And a flesh and a man. That men can design and order online.
They can, and they'll talk now. And they programmed them to talk to them and have conversations, and they're designing with a small waist and a big whatever they want.
And a vagina.
Yeah, it has a real
breast.
It feels real,
right?
But it feels like real breasts and a vagina and all that stuff. And people are ordering these dolls, and it's like making billions. And men order them, and women order them, y'all. So they're making like billions of dollars off of this stuff. So we won't be.
So where does that leave the real woman?
What is going to happen with the real woman and the real man of today?
Because I can't keep with no damn robot.
And then she kind of
to feel that void,
to get that release or whatever, you know, he started going on there, and it led to, I think she found out, he said he didn't try to keep it a secret. It was like, hey, you won't do it,
I'm going to get it.
We have a little porn.
Right.
And so, for him, the relationship did end, but after it ended, she then came back and wanted to do the things that he wanted her to do previously, but he was already gone.
Right, he had mentally checked out, buddy.
So ladies, add some spice to your life if you're married. Men, then y'all can get dead too. So add some spice to your wife, you know. Be very careful of what you allow in, because you open up portals, you open up other doors. So
right, when you start to indulge in that porn.
Yeah.
And back to the young lady that you said that didn't want to do what her man wanted her to do. I was talking to a young guy, and he got married. He was married, and he married this young lady who didn't do any of that as well. But he knew going into marriage that she was like, I don't do this. I was raised like that. Sex is nasty. My parents told me this. But he ended up marrying her anyway.
Yeah.
So now he cheats on her like crazy. He ended up marrying her anyway, so she ended up getting pregnant. And he said he married her because he promised her mom that he would take care of her and the baby for the rest of his life. But she didn't tell her mama that she was going to cheat on him
for the rest of her life.
You know what I'm saying?
See, now wait. So she told him.
She told him.
That she wasn't that girl.
She wasn't that girl.
So she gave him the disclaimer, right?
Up front. He married her anyway.
But in return, so he married her. Now he cheats?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he did wrong for that.
He cheats.
See, and that's another issue. You know, we need to be careful with who we marry. Hello. We need to be careful with who we marry, because if you say things up front and be open up front, if you do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't. But if they say no, I'm not willing to do it,
right,
then you need to walk away, because people don't change.
Right, well, he felt like, I need to marry her. She's pregnant. I'm going to do it. He felt like he was doing the right thing.
That's why he was married for the wrong reason.
Due to circumstantial situation.
Yes, you know. Lord Jesus.
So he's a big cheat. He's continued to cheat on her, but he still takes care of her. So, she knows he cheats. She's still there.
She knows he cheats?
Well, he's been caught cheating.
And she's still there?
She's still there. Oh, so if you really, really, really want to keep the real, she can leave. She must like to cheat. I'm not going to say she likes to cheat. She puts up with the cheat.
That's horrible. Y'all, that's horrible.
That is horrible.
And then it's almost like you gotta choose between
cheating
or
right. I think I'm gonna.
Technically, masturbating is cheating.
I was gonna say masturbating is cheating.
So any form of pleasure
is masturbating cheating when you're single.
It's not cheating.
I mean, it's a sin.
It's a sin, but
it's
not
cheating when you're single.
Who are you cheating on?
Yourself. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because some people feel like that's like masturbating is a sin or a cheating, period, whether they're married or not.
Yeah, but that's not true. So it's a difference in what you feel and what is true. You know, you can't argue with truth. So.
But then some people say you need to masturbate as a woman. I'm speaking to the ladies now. You should masturbate, even though it's a sin, to know what turns you on and you know what pleases you. When you're with someone else, you can say, hey, not right there, to the left, to the right, or down, or whatever. Because if I don't masturbate, how do I know how to tell somebody how to please me if I don't know how to please myself?
Because the right person don't know all the spots.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that. The right person
in the beginning, he may not know. I may need to tell him to the left, to the right.
But the masturbating part of women, even for that, it still can lead to an addiction. Because you have some women that masturbate so much, and men don't turn them off.
Right. Or you have a dildo so much that it desensitizes the feeling of a man.
Yeah. So, you know, I wouldn't open it up, and especially after my experience, honey, I don't want to see porn. I don't want to do porn. I never was that girl. You know, in marriage, if a person, your husband wants you to do certain things, you try to do those things. But starting out, y'all have these conversations. Talk to each other. Communicate about it. It's okay. If you don't want to do it, you don't do it. Let him find somebody that will.
No, not if they're in a relationship.
If they're in a dating relationship, not married?
Well, if they're dating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In the beginning stages, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Let me find somebody that will. But if you, I just in my opinion, I feel like as a woman, if I want to look at a porn with my man, just to stimulate the feeling for the night or enjoy the night or something different, I think that should be okay. Just for the moment, y'all. I don't think I want him to do that all the time. I would do that all the time.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it.
Well, I mean, today, a lot of things are socially accepted, and it's okay. And that's okay for you. But for me,
you don't want to see
it. I don't want to see it. If you pull it out, and you, because, you know, I'm probably going to
do you crazy. You PTSD porn.
PTSD, honey, yes. So, no, and it's really sad. There's a lot of women suffering, y'all, with their husbands being addicted to pornography. It's something that you can't talk about, but guess what? Y'all can talk to us about it. Hit us up, email us. We'll have a discussion. We're going to have a group session where we talk about all this stuff. You're not by yourself.
You're not by yourself.
That's what we want y'all to know.
Right. And then you're not by yourself. Yeah. So, we're closing.
No, you still want to tell us.
I was going to kind of close it out a little bit. I know.
Okay.
This is my point. But I do want to say, and back to the addiction, it's a lot of men, y'all know, have lost jobs behind looking at porn at the workplace.
Yes, I just want to throw that out. It's horrible, y'all.
So. Yeah, it is. It's horrible. So
don't watch the porn.
Don't watch the porn, man. Get with your women. Y'all communicate and learn how to please each other in that bedroom.
Yes.
Or watch it together.
Find out.
For the moment.
Find out what they like.
Find out what they like. Find their hot spots.
Do that.
Don't buy no dolls.
They don't want the dolls on layaway. Okay. So, y'all, again, thank y'all for tuning in and watching us this week. We hope y'all enjoyed it. Comment, share it. Go to our website.
Right. And I did want to say, if you do have an addiction to porn, seek help. Find someone that you can talk to and counsel with. Because if you crave it, if you desire it, it is an addiction. So, please get help. Women, talk to your men talk to your women about what the issue is, porn or whatever, or your sexual desires. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it, y'all. We're closing out. I am Holy Water.
And I am Hellfire.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
What's up, y'all? This is Holy Water.
This is Hellfire.
Hi, we're back, guys.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hope y'all are having a wonderful hot 4th of July.
It's hot.
We will say happy Independence Day, but we do know that we've come into the knowledge. We understand that it was not Independence Day for black folks.
Not for us.
Okay.
Not for us.
So y'all enjoy y'all day off. How about that?
Enjoy. Have fun. Eat all the barbecue you want.
Okay. So what are we talking about this week, Hellfire?
We're talking about divorce and dating after kids. Divorce, single, and dating
with
kids after the divorce.
That part.
What did I say?
Divorce, single, after the kids.
Ooh, yeah.
That's how confusing it can be.
Right, okay. So,
divorce, single, and dating after kids.
Yeah,
because some people are single and dating.
Yeah,
with
you're right. Right.
Never divorced, but still single and dating.
Right. Divorce, single, and dating.
So we talking about
kids.
Yes.
Got it.
That's what we talking about. And y'all know what? What we love about us is we don't have to be politically correct.
Exactly.
That's what Holy Water and Hellfire is about. The unveiling, being true to who you are. We make mistakes. But we just keep it moving and we laugh at it, right?
Exactly. Because everybody makes mistakes. We all, you know, stumble over words.
Stumble and fumble.
Like we said last week, we are not Oprah and Gayle.
Not at all.
This is not The View. All Wendy.
But it is The Real, though.
I think this is The Real. Realer than The Real. The show The Real.
We realer than The Real. How about that?
We're going to keep it
real. We The Real Real.
The Real Real.
The Real Real. Okay.
That's you.
The Real Real. So, yeah, you know, and I think that for me, I spent a lot of time single and with kids. You know, I was a single parent, so I have more experience being single with kids than you.
You're divorced
and dating with kids.
Right, yeah.
So, it's crazy,
I'm divorced
dating
with kids.
Divorced dating
with kids. That's been an issue, too, because, I mean, when you're divorced and dating with kids, when do you allow the person that you're dating to meet your kids, or do you ever?
No, some people say they've never done it. Like, you've never done it.
No, I haven't.
It's hard.
It is hard.
Is there a certain time frame, you know, that they meet the kid? Do you know, like, do you not let them meet? Because I've heard women say, I've never let my kids see who I'm dating. Mm-hmm. But then when you get serious and you move to that next level.
Yeah, then where do you go from there?
Where do you go?
Like, because, you know what? I find it's not the issue with the person that you're dating to meet your kids. It's your kids. Because your kids. Yo, they don't want you to date nobody.
Especially with boys.
And the older they get, yeah. The worse it is.
They become your man.
They are your man.
Girl, I remember my son just kind of poking his chest out one time. You know, he's like, who is that? And I got nervous as the parent. Like, how am I nervous?
Yeah, you get nervous.
My boyfriend. Well, he was a guy you date. Yeah, your boyfriend.
And
so I really gotten serious with this guy, and I wanted to bring him around. But girl, I'm sneaking. I'm sneaking like I don't pay the bills.
I know. Like you have, like you cheating on your son
cheating
or something.
Cheating on my son.
Because I know my son, my youngest son, first of all and foremost, he thinks he is my husband, honey.
I know.
And I told him that, you know, your dad and I, we're not together anymore. I'm going to be dating. I'm going to be seeing other people. He told me, well, I know one thing. Y'all better not be having sex.
What do you know about that?
Yeah, what do you know about that?
Girl, he told you that at what age?
At 15.
15.
He's 15.
Don't be having sex.
He tells, what's my age or what's his age?
His age.
Oh, yeah, 15. So, yeah, he told me, I know one thing. You can date, you can see who you want to see, but you bet not. And he said, bet not.
Bet not.
And I was like, who are you talking to? I had to clutch my pearls. I was like, wait a minute, let me tell you something. I am grown.
Oh, my God.
And I'm your mother.
Right.
You're my child. And I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And if that means having sex, then that's what she's going to do.
How do you think you got here?
Thank you. How do you think you got here?
So with him telling you that, does it make it uncomfortable? Like when you're dating, have you introduced him to anybody?
Oh, no, girl, no. Yes. Look, I'm scared to introduce him to anybody. Girl, I think he's going to beat him up. No, seriously, because he said it.
He's like, beat him up.
Yeah, he said, I know one thing. You better not bring nobody here. I'm like, wait a minute. I'll pay the bills here.
Right. Does he pay the mortgage?
No, he doesn't. But girl, I ain't bringing nobody. Girl, he act like, because I'm scared if I do bring somebody there, girl, I'm really scared.
It's going to be a problem.
Yeah, he going to fight him. Like, literally, he going to fight him.
And it's funny because my son is older, you know, and even at 23, I'm like, let me see. I'm trying to figure out. How am I going to get this past my son?
Right.
You know, tipping, trying to see if he's there.
Right.
Or if he's sleeping, you're going to be home. Right. Or when you leave.
Right.
Or can I? Yeah, you're closing doors and tiptoeing. Girl, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is so, and it's uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable. I guess, but we love our kids and we're trying to protect them.
Yeah.
But what are we protecting them from? I mean, because those are our friends. We're dating. We can do what we want to do. Like, why do we let them run us like that?
I don't know. That's the reason why we're having this conversation. So I know you ladies, y'all out there, and your children just run your life. How about that? My son, I mean, it's like I have to kind of talk to him to see where he's at. Like, how does he feel?
Get his mood.
You know,
check his temperature.
Check his temperature. That kind of stuff. Like, you know, where you going? Oh, I'm going to see my friend.
Right.
And then I come back. He'll be like, you know, I say, well, what did you do? Now, look, he checking me by dating by his girlfriend at the house all the time.
Right, laying up in your house.
In my house. All eating all my food.
And he don't have a problem with it.
No problem at all. And I'm looking at him mad.
But you got a problem with having company at your own house.
I can't have no company, but you got company. That's it, you know? So I'm like, okay, but what age do you say, look, kid, child.
Right.
You're the child.
Son.
You're the child. I'm the adult. So I guess it all depends on what age. So... is it an age? Because your son's 15, mine's 23. Yeah. I'm scared. I'm still scared.
So what is the age? I don't think it's the age. I just think we need to get to the point where we're like, well, we need to grow some balls with these kids. And be like, look here now.
Look here.
Bobby coming over tonight.
And I need you to stay in your room.
Don't come out.
Don't you come out. If you go see something,
and if you do come out, you make sure we in our room before you come out.
Right. And that's so funny, girl. Let me tell y'all something. I, some years ago, while I was single, after my son, because my son never saw anyone but, like, his dad.
Right.
And then I went through this period. I didn't have anybody around my kids.
Right.
They didn't see anybody.
Right.
So, you know, y'all know we talked about that porn last week.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep it real.
Right.
And so, I had went and got me this, like, sex toy girl, right? So, I ordered it.
Yes.
because I wasn't having sex with nobody.
Right, so you needed something to, I needed a friend. You needed a battery operated boyfriend, right? A B.O.B. You needed a Bob, so you bought you a Bob.
I got a Bob.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was a Bob. Why they be Bobs, but they come pink and purple?
Well, Bob is battery operated boyfriend.
But it's like a boyfriend, but why are they pink?
Because we girls, we like pink.
I
need a nice brown chocolate one.
Right. But so, girl, I ordered it, right? Mm. And this was, God, this was a couple of years ago. So I was always ordering Malik's shoes.
Right.
So he, I'm like, Malik, go get the mail. Go get the mail.
Every time a box comes,
he thought it was his. So he would open up the box. Mm. Girl, so my Bob came in. Bob came and went down there to get my mail. It was open.
Who opened it?
He opened it.
Girl, he saw it. Oh, Lord.
And I was so embarrassed. I didn't even have this conversation with him. I just took it and went in my room and closed the door.
Girl, look. So I know when he opened that box, he realized real quick it wasn't no tennis shoes.
Okay. And you know what I told him? I said, that's what you get for opening people's stuff. You know, I try to shift it.
Yeah, don't open my
I don't want you to open it.
Your name wasn't on there. You shouldn't open
it. Oh, my God, girl. That was one of the most embarrassing moments.
You were embarrassed. You couldn't even face him.
I couldn't face him for weeks.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't talk to him for weeks.
Because he probably was like, my mama nasty.
She's so nasty. I can't stand her. Yeah.
And, then he probably had a vision in his head.
And you know what? I think it changed our relationship because after that, he was all like trying to stay away from me. I was like contagious. Like, I was
he didn't even want to deal with your nasty butt.
So I guess they see us in that way, like, ugh, my mama's really like being sexually active with somebody with a Bob.
Right.
You know that visual?
Yeah, true.
It's like us visualizing them.
I know, and I can't.
I cannot do that.
I don't want to do that.
That is so uncomfortable.
I don't. I know. But we shouldn't even feel that uncomfortable about sex and our kids, or they shouldn't feel that uncomfortable about us having sex, because it's just a way of life.
It is, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, I think, I tell people all the time, God gave men an exit, and they gave women an entrance. Mm-hmm. And he gave women an entrance, and so, you know, it's a wonderful
thing.
It's
a way of life. That's how everybody got here.
We're so closed up. We don't want to talk about it. It's like made to feel uncomfortable.
And nasty and disrespectful. When really, it's just a way of life.
Yeah.
It is very beautiful. Yeah. So that is too funny. Girl, now, I haven't had any issues like that. And girl, I have not had any issues like that, thank God. And I'm just thinking because... Now, I do have a Bob, too. And one time, I had left it on my bed under the pillow. And I was like, oh, my God, let me put this up before I leave. Because Blake gets in the bed with me all the time.
And he going to pull under the pillow and pull out the Bob.
Yeah, he will, too. Trust and believe
he will. But see, Blake, he would have a conversation with you about it. He'd be holding it and talking about, what is this?
Girl,
in your face.
Put it in my
pop
face.
Pop your face with it.
Girl, pop your nose with it. What is this? Oh, you be doing this?
You're nasty. Go to your
woman.
Room.
You know, you call me woman.
Woman.
A pudding pop. Huh? Pudding pop. You be using this?
You want to tie my protector to put it up?
So, but now my oldest son, as far as dating, he just like, you know, mom, he's just real laid back, smooth dude, nonchalant. His whole thing is just, you know, mom, I just want you to be happy.
Yeah.
Just do you, just be happy. And long as you're happy, I'm happy. Maybe, but, you know.
We maybe need to have these conversations because, you know, we were taught that sex was such a bad thing. Right. So we probably passed that over to our kids because we were shown that and told that. And so I've never had the conversation
with my boy.
We don't talk about it. We don't. And so it is uncomfortable.
Right.
So maybe it's time, right? Maybe it's time for us to have that conversation. Yeah. And talk to our kids about it. But girl, that's so uncomfortable thinking about it.
It's time, especially with kids these days, especially with Blake. I mean, you know, Blake, he's at that age now where he's, you know, his feelings are arousing, his hormones are roaming and chasing and growing. And girls like him, and he definitely likes the girls. Right. And
so they'll be experimenting, even though you don't want them to.
He packs condoms, and he sells condoms. Ooh, and Jesus. I was like, well, I know, and I told him too. No, you better not be having sex. You better not be using these condoms.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're not, you're the one, that's the problem.
So he sells condoms at school?
Yeah, he sells condoms at school. He buy them and sell them for a dollar a piece.
Girl. And they buy them at the school?
Girl, they buy them at the school.
Girl, see, now, wait a minute. I don't know if my kids did that, but we weren't so open to talk about. You know, my kids always felt they could talk about things, anything to me, but we never talked about sex.
I know.
Well, my oldest son did. One time he came back talking about, Mama, I don't know what's going on. What happened? You got to get out. What is wrong?
Right.
Look, I think I slept with a nasty girl.
Oh, Lord.
And so we had that moment where I had to take him to the doctor.
Girl,
he was trying to show me.
Girl, you can't even look at it.
I was like, let's just go. Let's just go to the doctor. Let me let you go in, deal with the doctor stuff. And yeah, that happened, and I was like, you know what, that's the end of that. Don't want to experience that anymore.
Right, girl. And talking about seeing a girl, Blake, you don't, I can't go in the bathroom with
but
him.
He can come in the bathroom.
Yeah. You remember we were on the phone
he
the other
just
day
opened
he Yeah, I'm like, didn't I tell you to knock on my door before you come in? I'm in there, no clothes on, getting out the shop.
That's
he
another
just busting
thing.
In. And I was like, look, get out of here. I told you, stop doing that.
Malik,
you my mama.
My oldest son, he come to visit, he just bust in the room. I'm like,
stop that. Yeah.
My bedroom, you know, you don't do that. I knock on his door.
In our house.
Not in my house. I knock on the door.
Yeah, you give him the respect of I'm coming in or open the door. I want to bust in. You have no clothes on.
Girl, and that happened to me. He bust in and I was just in my bust.
Who did?
Malik.
Oh, sure.
I don't have on nothing. I'm like, Malik?
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, my God. See, that's what you get.
And exactly.
That's what you get
for not knocking.
But that is crazy. So he does. He busts all in my room. Oh, my God.
And Blake don't tell me when I told him don't do that. He's like, oh, woman, that ain't nothing I ain't never seen before. I was like, well, you ain't seen this before.
All of this. Right.
You know, yeah, I'm your mama, but still.
What do you mean?
It's nothing you never seen before. Who have you seen?
Who you seen?
Nick.
With all this.
Right.
I'm like, you got to get together. So you have some women who are not dating.
Because of the kids.
Mm-hmm. I've talked to women who are not dating, period. Or women who only date outside the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll go see them.
Right.
I've just asked a client and I asked her, what are some of the issues you have with dating? And she was like, you know, dating and divorce with a kid. One of the things was she was like, she didn't want her child to see anybody else unless it was serious.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't let her see anyone else. And she has a girl. You have to be really careful with that. Men think you're looking for a daddy.
For the kids. Yeah, depending on how old the kids are,
they think that. Mm-hmm. And there was something else she told me, and I asked her if she would make a comment for us, and she said she would. We're recording live on scene today, y'all. We're at the salon.
Salons on the Lake, Pearland, Texas.
Yes, check me out. Google it. Go to the website, salonsonthelake.com, y'all. Summertime, come in, get your good old shampoo, get your hair pressed out, braided, all that
get
stuff.
Get your teeth whitened,
yes,
get the shop
we got
a little
teeth
bit.
Whitening.
Crystal Girl Boutique in
all
here.
Girl, it's going down at the salon.
It's going down.
So, yeah.
One stop shop.
One stop, for real.
Okay.
So, and I think too, dating, girl, this is like, okay, when you actually meet someone that you like really serious with and they come over and y'all are intimate. So before you get started, you're in the house by yourself.
Right.
And then you hear him busting it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Like, you get nervous and feel like,
you got to go. Yeah. You got to get, what do you
yeah,
do?
Yeah.
You know?
Girl.
And even with my husband, I was just like, oh, my God, my boys, what am I going to do when they come over? And so that uncomfortableness that you feel, it messes
the whole ambiance
up.
Because I had company one time, and I didn't realize that Blake got out of school early this particular day.
Jesus.
And so I found out he got out of school early because my oldest son told me, you know, Mama Blake got out of school early. And I was like, are you serious? And he's supposed to get out of school at 1 o'clock. Now, by now, it's already like 12:30.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So my friend is there. And so I said, oh, you got to go.
You got to go. Yeah.
And I said, Blake got out of school early today. And you can't stay here. And he's like, Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Like you tripping.
Yeah, he's like, okay, well, that's cool. And then I kind of retract back, and I said, Well, no, don't worry about it. You can say he's going to have to see you one day. Right, he's going to have to get used to me having company, right? Right. So I was like, don't worry about it. Just go and stay. Just go and stay. Mm-hmm. Not the whole time. I'm just shaking in my boots.
I'm scared to death.
Because you're going to get a whooping. I'm scared to death, girl, because my son coming home. He's going to see I got a man in his house.
Okay.
So, girl, I sat there like 3 more minutes, and I thought about it, and I looked at him. I said, nah, you got to go.
You can't be here.
I was like, nah, you got to go. And I'm telling you, my main reason for saying that he had to leave, because, girl, I knew he probably was going to get beat up.
Blake gonna whoop him.
Girl, Blake gonna whoop him. Girl, let me tell you, I honestly believe then Blake will fight. Yes.
He's gonna fight. Because it's not his dad.
Because it's not his dad.
And he's so used to you and
that's exactly
dad.
What he said. And I can understand that. He was like, Mom, I'm just used to you. And my dad, I never seen you with anybody else. I couldn't imagine you being with anybody else. And I said, well, Blake, you're going to have to imagine me being with somebody else because
I'm not with your dad anymore.
I'm not with your dad anymore. We are not together.
They hold on to that hope of wanting their dad.
We are not married. Your dad is a great guy. He's still your dad. Yeah. Regardless of us being together or not. But you're going to have to come to grips into the reality of it that we are not. I'm going to see other people.
And then, you
and
know.
Please free me. Allow me to see.
Release me. Can I get a permission slip? That's the conversation. Like,
yes,
I need a permission slip. And I think it's so much. I think it's more that we feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's us.
And we don't want to have the conversation.
Or deal with the situation.
Out of fear of what they may say or how they perceive us.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
Because it's like, I'm mama, you know, I don't want you to think I'm like this slut. Thot. You know, they call them thot these
days.
Right,
I'm not a thot.
So, but, you know, we date people that we're not actually mating with. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, we just dating.
Dating and hanging out.
Going to get some free meals, some couple of cocktails, movie, a trip or two.
So what's wrong with that? But the problem is our kids.
Yeah, our kids, they just don't understand and they don't allow us to do that openly.
Openly. We need to put them out.
Yeah, I agree. We need to put all of them in one house and then you can have a house.
We'll go over here and put them over there.
Y'all tell them. Exactly.
But the crazy thing is they're seeing women.
Openly.
Multiple.
Yeah, multiple women. And openly. And want to bring them to the house.
Girl.
And want you to meet them. You know, and I'm like, I don't want to meet.
But at the same time, I'm mad because you haven't met my friend.
Right, right.
Right, really? How do I get? Malik literally he was like 3 girls in like 1 week. And I'm like, hey, baby.
Well, slow it down.
Hey,
slow,
baby.
All of them, baby.
You all over. Hey, baby.
Because we don't want to get the
name. Y'all know the name.
And they coming to y'all.
They come out of the house. Mama, you want to say hi? You remember her? And then they go out to the pool or something. And I'm like, look, when they were gone, I was like, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I started thinking, I can't have company at my own house. I pay bills at.
Because
you
of
can't
y'all.
Have company.
Right. This my house.
Don't bring them little girls over here. I don't want to see that. So that is uncomfortable.
They don't have
girl.
A problem. But you, Holy Water, you said something really profound when you said maybe I should test Blake and do a fake date. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so bring somebody over.
We got to get a friend.
Right. A friend. Just
somebody
a friend.
A cool friend. And we're going to set it up.
As if we're dating. Yeah. You know, we're going to be sitting in the house.
Let him walk in.
Right.
And see how it goes. Do the fake date before the real date. So if he go off, then, you know, it's a friend. And
I don't want him to beat up the fake. You don't want to beat up the fake date. But I'm going to tell my fake date. I'm going to be like, look now.
Look, we got to tell him. Let's see. I know. We know somebody.
We'll find somebody. We can use Bruce.
Bruce, you listening? We need you to do a fake
date.
We need to break this cycle.
Right.
So, we're going to have Bruce come over and you're going to set it up and let Blake walk in and see what he does. Mm-hmm. He got to be sitting in the living room.
Right. See his reaction.
With his feet up on the coffee table.
Like he live there. Go open the refrigerator.
We're going to do that real soon so he can see what he does.
Yes, you have to.
And I think we should. And I think that.
Yeah, because I got to break this. I got to break this monotony. I got to break it up.
It's too much.
He needs to know that his mom is dating. I'm only human.
Yeah, and you're grown.
And I'm grown. And I'm not going to have a revolving door, man.
No,
I'm not going to
really.
Lord. And that, like we just said earlier, I'm not going to introduce him to somebody unless it's really
it's serious.
Serious.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, you know, anybody I date, he's going to meet.
But girl, now listen, my Malik has met people and Julius both. Like even when Julius met my husband, he was like, I don't know, Mama, I got to figure this. I got to talk to him a couple of more times. Like, I need to get your approval.
Right, your approval and your permission.
That's what they do. And so, I was dating before, and I had this guy. Mm. Malik was like, I don't like his energy.
Oh.
He's like, I don't like his energy. But later on down the road, he was right.
Right.
I was like, yeah, his energy is off.
His energy was off.
Some kids feel things.
They do.
Especially
they
boys.
It. And they see it. And then they are protectors, too, so they want to make sure we make the best choice. But if it was up to them, we wouldn't date anybody.
Girl, do you want to talk about when he saw that second line?
Oh! So, girl, so, you know, people have second phone, second line, because we all got it, right?
Yeah.
So, my phone was ringing one day, so Blake looks at my phone, and it says, you know, so-and-so second line, a guy name in second line.
Uh-huh.
So, he going to come tell me, Mama, I just want to let you know, if a dude got a second line, he playing you. He playing all over you. You need to get rid of him. And I said, no, he ain't. He ain't playing. Look, I got all sensitive.
All sensitive about it.
And defensive.
Yeah, I was like, no, he ain't. Look, his second line for me.
I said, the second line is for me. I said, and furthermore, everybody has second lines. I got second lines. Matter of fact, I got three lines.
Right.
I said, I got three lines.
I got two phones.
Yeah.
And I want to have a second line.
Right. And yeah, exactly. I said,
I have three,
you know,
four, five lines.
It's thank
business.
You. Business.
Yeah.
Two, three phones.
Yeah.
Sideline.
Side
Google line.
Number.
Yeah.
Everybody has a second line.
1-800 numbers.
He said he playing you.
Girl, he said, if old boy got a second line, he playing you. You need to get rid of him right now. I said, he got two or three phones. He got a second line because he's a businessman.
Okay.
And I'm going to need you to get you some
get
business.
Together.
Get you some business.
Girl, he checked you.
Girl,
over there,
he
girl,
checked
I
me, girl. I was like, Then I started to think, is he playing me?
Right.
Is this second line that you playing me?
And here's one. Ladies, let me help y'all with something. If you ever meet a guy and you don't feel like he gave you his number.
Main line number.
This how you check it. Let me tell y'all. So this happened to me.
Okay.
So I get the second line, and then we get all serious, and then one day he gives me the real number.
Right.
So I'm like, okay.
He gives you the real number.
He calls
from the real number.
He called me. He called me from the real number. Mm-hmm. So I was like, and I was like, what is this? He was like, oh, that was like a second line. I said, oh, so I graduated from the sideline to the main line. Main line to
right,
Jesus.
Main line, yeah.
So what I did, like a couple of months into the relationship.
Uh-huh.
So you
Because you was calling him on the second line too,
at
right?
First,
yes.
So now I want to see if the second line is still active.
Oh.
So this is how you check.
Okay.
So you can download this app, get you a second line number, which is called Text Now.
Okay.
Text Now's app. So ladies, y'all can send a message from your phone from another number to the main number and say, hey, something like, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Right. Like you
saw like
somebody
else.
Right.
Because if he got a second line, he giving that number out to multiple
people.
To
everybody. Right.
Hopefully not. But yeah. So that's something. That's how you can check it. And I did that.
And so what happened? Did
and
he respond?
He responded.
Oh my God. So the second line is still active.
He responded. His second line is still active. He responded. But what he responded and said was, you know, how do I know you?
Okay.
Let me know who you are.
Right.
And then later that day, he told me.
Oh,
like,
did he?
I was like, babe, something crazy happened. And I was like, what? He's talking about what?
What happened?
I need to go to Hollywood.
Right.
I was like, well, what happened? He was like, look, somebody texted me on my other number. Like, you know, like something. And then they went all crazy with me. I don't even know this person. And I was like, checking. Just checking.
That crazy person was me.
Yeah.
Trying to see what you got going on your second line.
So I think
if you're playing me, like Blake say on that second line.
You're playing me. So that's how y'all find out if they playing y'all. So don't be fooled, ladies, because you get the number.
Right.
That doesn't mean you have the main line.
Right.
You might have the side line.
Right. Because I've given my sideline number a couple of times, too.
I know.
And then when I finally called him from the other phone, they were like, oh.
Yeah, because you know.
So this your real number?
This your real number. Mm-hmm. And I had given him my sideline number, too.
Right.
So when he gave me his main line, I gave him my main
line. You give main, I give main.
I got main.
Okay, we both gonna be sidelined.
Right,
you give me what I give you, or vice versa.
It's a game, right?
It is a game, but you know what? Just life is a game. Not even just dating. I think marriage is somewhat a game, not in a bad way, but you definitely in marriage. You still gotta kind of, you know, keep it spicy, keep it hot, keep them chasing you.
Keep
them chasing you. You know,
yeah.
if they call, don't answer them the first time, whether it's your husband or not.
Yeah.
You know,
make
keep them
chase.
Looking. Exactly.
Because men love the chase.
Exactly.
They love the chasing, and it took me this long to figure that out. We surrender too quickly.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh my God, wait, y'all.
We done had a little, it's all good. I think that happens in here. Y'all, we done had a little light side. Y'all know apparently when it rain or the wind blow, during lights will go off. There it go.
Okay.
You know how that go.
It's real.
It's real. Did y'all go out and come in? The breaker from the dryer.
Yeah, y'all, we had the salon. We had a little issues, but we back, y'all.
The dryers, y'all, blew the lights out. She paid the bills.
Right. Yeah, the bills always get paid. But yeah, because that happens at home, too, sometimes. Yeah. Not to change subject, but we just talking about how the breaker box blew out.
Yeah, the breaker box blew when she had
But anyway, y'all, so, but that dating girl, like the chase, man, you know, we give in, we surrender so quickly, and then when they get us, they're not as excited anymore, so.
No, they're not. Chase. They get too comfortable.
Too comfortable.
And not only they get too comfortable, a lot of us women get comfortable.
We do. We get very comfortable.
So the thing with dating, y'all, this dating, divorce, and single and dating. We got to figure out how we get around these
How
kids.
You find that balance, yeah.
And what do we do? So we just need to have a conversation, especially 15, he's selling condoms. He can have the conversation.
Yeah.
You can have the conversation. Are you scared?
I am. I'm a little nervous about having the conversation
like
with him. Yeah, because I just don't know how this conversation is going to go. Because Blake is so vocal, you know, and a very vocal, very opinionated. And he doesn't mind saying what's on his mind. I mean, he get it from his mama, but
right. I was about to say
But
that.
Yeah, but you know, I'm like, okay.
He the pop off king,
yeah. And not in a bad way, but he's definitely gonna state how he feels. Yeah. And then, so I'm like, okay, how do I deal with him? You know, so that's the issue I'm having. So I'm going to have to tread lightly with this conversation with him.
Girl, but I think we need to do that. We need to have first. No, let's do the surprise date first.
Okay, yeah.
And then you be like, Blake, I did this because this is like a surprise date
for you to see
how you're going to respond. But I need for you to understand that I'm going to have this conversation.
I don't think I should tell him it's a surprise.
No, once it's over.
I don't think I should tell him then.
And then have a conversation.
Because when the real deal comes, he might really flip out. I'm going to keep him thinking that was a real date. I'm never going to tell him.
Yeah,
but still have that conversation like you said.
Have the conversation with him.
Because he definitely needs to be had because, you know, I am dating and eventually I am going to bring somebody to the house.
Yeah, so ladies, let's just try to figure out a way to talk to our kids. Let's be a little more open with our kids because they see everything on social media. I mean, it's out there. So I'm scared too. Like, I'm scared to talk to my son now about my dating, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, how do I do it? So I've just been kind of doing little bitty
kind
simple
of tip
stuff.
Kind around
tip it. Tiptoeing a little bit. Where you going? Oh, I'm going out with my friends.
Right.
When you coming back, you going out? We FaceTime a lot. So I kind of turned the thing around.
So
like,
he can see.
Hey, Malik, look.
Right.
And he was like, what's up? You know, and I'm like, okay.
Breaking that ice. Right.
But I don't know about him sitting in the house watching TV with him in the house.
Oh, no. He ain't having that.
I'm scared of that.
And, you know, we just going to have to, like you said, just have these open conversations and get our kids comfortable with what we're doing and who we're doing it with.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep doing it when they not there.
Do it when it is. So, you guys, thank y'all for tuning in. We gave y'all a quick 30 minutes today. We're recording live at the salon. Real life stuff going on. Again, y'all, today's podcast has been sponsored by Salons on the Lake. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or at salonsonthelake.com. Give us a shout out, y'all.
Yes, and we wish all of you a happy July 4th. Drive safe. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive.
Oh my God. This is
Hellfire.
I am Holy Water. See y'all later.
Bye-bye.